HKX and zero TR.
Good. Hey, Tom.
I meant to get you here earlier, but I was doing one of those 5-minute jobs, you know, that turns into 30 minutes. How's everything going up there in the mountains?
Okay. Out blowing leaves, so get as much away from the house as possible. You never know.
I'm good there at first, and then you got kind of staticky. Is the wind blowing up there? We got just 5 mile an hour gusts. It's coming out of the northeast right now, it says on my little weather station here.
About an hour, but it was blowing last time I was out there.
Still blowing south to north. You said it was this morning, and that wasn't favorable for you, I know.
Blowing that way pretty much all day today.
Dang it, that stinks. Well, it's going on Saturday, and Sunday they got 80% chance of rain, and Monday they got 80% chance of rain. And out there where we used to live, it looks pretty threatening and in the red. And time it gets here, I know it may not be that way, but they seem pretty certain about it. So at least I think we'll get some. They're hoping for a couple of inches. Small cans of ginger ale. We went out in the tomato garden a little bit today and tried to dig up some of those wild onions. Boy, those suckers got roots on them like you wouldn't believe. And a few dandelions. I mostly supervised, shall we say. I didn't feel like it, but didn't do much tonight. Had some tortellini soup, which is basically tomato soup and some tortellinis and a toasted cheese sandwich. Just ate real light. And that was about all since I talked to you this morning. And did you go up around the fires or anything today or talk to anybody up there?
Did not. I've been listening to the scanner. And then just, I set up to get push notifications on my phone from the sheriff's department here so I would get that information, and they finally got it working.
It's probably through that T-Bark repeater up there. I noticed I got a letter from an email a few days ago, and it listed a ton of different frequencies for all the fire and forestry and all of that on there. God, there's a mess of them.
No, that's when I said I got the push notifications. I was talking about an app for your phone that the sheriff's department created where they can push out notifications to you. And they've got a countywide state emergency and a 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. curfew.
Yeah, there's a lot of people displaced. Bernice is over here eating one of those chocolate ice cream cones, you know, the bottom ones with the nuts on top and that. And I looked up, and on the mountain end, there's a cow having a calf, and I don't see how she's eating that ice cream cone watching that, too. I have to turn my head. That's the farmer.
I hope she's enjoying her nutter butter, I believe is what those are called. Or drumstick, that's what it is, drumstick. I got it wrong there first. But I hope she's enjoying that. And so did you get your X marks the spot today?
It was a real nice young lady, and pretty too, I might add, but she was just as nice as she was pretty. And all I did was take a magic marker and right on there, and then put her initials, and it just looks like purple ink back there. And I said, well, I take a shower every night. I said, will that wash off? She said, no, it won't wash off. So, not for quite a while. I remember Bernice had that on her hip, and then that's so they won't accidentally work on the right kidney instead of the left kidney, or the left leg, or the right leg, or whatever they're operating on. And they marked my foot like that one time up there at Kansas University Hospital. And I asked him, I said, well, you guarantee me when you get done with the surgery, I said, that I won't have any pain the rest of my life. And he says, oh, no, we can't do that. It's never as good as the good Lord give you. And I said, well, just cut it off. And he was about halfway out. He turned around, took his magic marker out, and started back. And he looked at me and said, we can do that, too. Come towards my foot. And I said, no, no, no. I said, let's go back to plan A. This sucks. And so I didn't give him any more guff.
Dude, you were blatant, didn't you?
Yeah, he sent me right there in my place quickly. I'll never forget his name, Dr. Horton. Horton is a who on green eggs and ham, I think it is. But anyways, got to have a little bit of fun. Anyways, Patrick, I'll let you go. And I just wanted to hurry up and make contact with you after I got my hands all washed, I was taking a sticker off. And the way they're doing, damaging these Teslas and that, I don't want them keying my car or something because it's got a sticker on it that don't agree with their beliefs. It wasn't very noticeable anyways. My neighbor gave it to me, actually. And I doubt if you ever even noticed it, but at any rate, it ain't on there. Boy, it was a bear to take off. It's that foam double back tape stuff that was cut in. Each letter was cut out. I thought, well, this would be a sense. I took some of that goo gone, and I thought it would come right off. No, it didn't. My back was real bad, bending over doing that. It didn't help matters. But I finally got it. Anyways, take care, Patrick. Keep your Mark II eyeball peeled on that fire. We'll catch you down the line. KL4HKX, N0TR clear.
You and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and try to enjoy the weekend, and I'll talk to you next week sometime, if not tomorrow.
Okie dokie, Patrick, 73, take care, N0TR is clear.